Liesel V joins us for the Hollard Sports Industry Awards, who are celebrating creativity and active lifestyles. Liesel, good morning.
Good morning. Happy Tuesday. How are you?
Happy Tuesday. I just marvel at how you always seem so upbeat in the morning. But today we are talking about very important awards, and it's quite dynamic in its approach. It's not the typical kind of occasion.
No, it isn't. But if you think about it, we've had a struggle with sports in the last, how long have we been in lockdown? Over 600 days. Mm. We haven't been able to see sporting events. And I think this has come at an incredible time to see the Sports Industry Awards going ahead this week on Thursday, the 25th of November. And it's going to be celebrating the unique ways that sport have come about during the last, through the last 2 years, basically through the pandemic, and identifying winners that have made efforts to help African sports endure during the pandemic, help bring citizens together across the country, across the continent, and looking at brands that have done their part in creating better futures. So they're busy judging as we speak. I know that they're getting everything ready ahead of Thursday's big live event. And I got one of the team from Hollard to tell us a little bit more about the Hollard Sports Industry Awards.
The Sports Industry Awards are more than about the sports themselves and the sporting codes. It's about the people who bring them to us, people who create sponsorships and communication campaigns and events, who are often unrecognized and uncelebrated. And they're important because sport is so important to us, because it supports diversity and inclusion and brings down barriers and creates better futures. And that's everything to us at Hollard. This year we celebrate the entrants, who are brand owners, agencies, media owners, who have done what we've needed now more than ever during COVID-19, is to inspire us, entertain us, and mostly kept us healthy as well, and smiling a bit, because it's been rough out there. We've seen such incredible inventiveness. We know it anecdotally, we know it in our hearts. We've heard crowds cheering when there aren't any crowds. So how cool it's going to be to look at these entries and to share in their success. It's the first time we're having Pan-African entries, which is super duper cool. We've got a new category called the Active and Wellbeing Award, because we've now needed to be creative about participation and community activities to help increase and maintain physical activity and mental well-being.
Well, Sanga, that's just a little bit more about the Hollard Sports Industry Awards from the team at Hollard, just letting us know what's being celebrated this week.
I remember you were talking about the many innovative ways, and there was a virtual run that also came about. We talked about it a couple of months or weeks back. What other categories? I think she shared the Active and Wellbeing Award. Can you share any of the other categories that will be in place?
Absolutely. And I love that there's an active and well-being category, because I just think we've seen so many people, and you've seen from the stats and the research that people have become more active during the pandemic. So categories include leadership in sports marketing, young agency of the year, the cross-border agency, social and environmental impact award. We're seeing more and more events being socially aware, environmentally aware. So I like that there's a category for that. Fan engagement award, event or competition or sponsorship. There's going to be event of the year, audio and visual content of the year, the Sports Lifetime Achievement Award, which I always like to see who's in those categories. Sports Person Lifetime Community Award and Sports Industry Personality of the Year. These are just some of the awards, and you can see it's very versatile. So you're getting the sports marketing team, the sports industry person, the sports industry personality of the year. So it's really a diverse number of categories, and very interesting categories, like the cross border, young agency of the year, as well as agency of the year.
I love the cohesion around it, because it's not just the participants, it's also it's the fans and the support and the money behind it. We need the infrastructure. And where can we get more information related to these very important awards?
So sportsindustryawards.co.za, you'll be able to find all the details, and it's going to be televised live on Thursday, the 25th of November. So you'll be able to see who's being celebrated, the teams behind the agencies, brand managers, those that have had hands in ensuring sports and campaigns survived and thrived during the pandemic, and definitely something worth being celebrated.
That's Liesel V with our fitness feature, talking about the Hollard Sport Industry Awards, celebrating creativity and active lifestyles. Thank you so much, Liesel.
Thank you, Asanga.